Hi, this is Pastor Timothy Apple of Faith Lutheran Church in Godfrey, Illinois, host of Sharper Iron here on KFUO. Thanks for being a regular podcast listener of the program. We are starting a new series on Sharper Iron. It is called Wilderness Wanderings. This series will take us through the fourth book of Moses, the book of Numbers. Now, to be sure, the English name of this book is an apt title, A Census of Israel in Chapter 1, and another census of Israel in Chapter 26, along with a few other lists along the way, make for a lot of numbers in the book of Numbers. But don't let the English title fool you into thinking that Numbers is one big, boring spreadsheet. There are a lot of things that happen in the book of Numbers. There is action that is perhaps better summarized by the Hebrew title for the book, In the Wilderness. The book of Numbers recounts the time that Israel spent in the wilderness after they left Mount Sinai and before they entered the Promised Land. What should have been a relatively quick trip turned into a 40-year tour due to the rebellion of the generation of Israelites who came out of Egypt. They rebelled against the Lord. Through their example of unfaithfulness, God warns us today not to put him to the test through idolatry, sexual immorality, grumbling, or desiring all other sorts of evil. But the book of Numbers doesn't only show us Israel's unfaithfulness. Even more than that, the book of Numbers shows us the Lord's faithfulness. He didn't leave Israel to wander in the wilderness forever. After 40 years, the Lord kept his promise to bring the new generation of his people into the Promised Land. In the same way, our Lord Jesus will not leave us to wait for his return forever. The last day is coming soon. Our crucified and risen Savior will return. He will take us to his promised resurrection, just as he said. As we wait for him, the book of Numbers helps us. It encourages us to listen to God's word today for strength during this earthly pilgrimage. Join us for the next 7.5 weeks here on Sharper Iron. We're studying the book of Numbers, and God will strengthen you for your pilgrimage by keeping your eyes focused on Jesus Christ, crucified, risen, and ascended for you.